Number one was we'd have a lot of bands that really couldn't play, right? And you know, they made records with good producers or things like that. But when you had like, it was kind of funny because you would like all of a sudden have like some like unbelievable musicians like the Police, right, come in and you go like, oh my God. And you know, it's funny how many people say they were in that room when the Police first played, right, which was maybe 30 or 40 tops, really tops, right? And the one thing I remember is sitting at the bar with Andy Summers and Andy explaining to me, number one, that he played Detroit before opening for Jimi Hendrix, right, in a band called Soft Machine. And number two, he asked me if we promoted in the black part of town. And I said, why is that? And he goes, well, we're a reggae band, right? And I had to explain to him how American blacks in Detroit weren't into reggae, right? And it was Clinton and everything else that was happening then, you know, funk, bootsy, all that, right? And I became really close to them at that time period. And it was funny because they actually played another club after that, Center Stage. They hated it so much. They weren't treated well. They came back and played Bookies and then went into the bigger buildings, the Cramps. The Cramps back in the day were like unbelievable. You know, Lux Interior was like, you know, amazing, amazing front man, amazing band. And, you know, Bauhaus's first gig was there. I mean, there was just so many great shows that played there, right? You know, Squeeze, right? I mean, you know, just the list goes on and on and on and on and on.